Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Wolf 359. Number 5, San Francisco, 2011.
Give me another one of these.
Don't you think you had enough?
Another one.
Just trying to save you money, pal.
That's the spirit. Don't let that wuss say you can't hold your liquor.
Another one.
What are you drinking, friend?
Booze.
Care to be more specific?
Booze with ice. Icy booze.
Huh. That's good. You know, one time I was doing some work in the Ukraine, and I had my own experience
I'm
with...
I'm sorry. Do I look like I'm in the mood for a story right now? I'm a little busy at the moment.
Really? Because I was just about to offer to buy you a drink.
Well, when you put it like that...
Good man. Good man. Scotch, please. Two glasses. Balvenie, if you have it. If not, whatever you have that's aged over 15.
Balvenie? At 2 p.m? You really expect me to believe you're about to drop? And did you want ice for your glasses?
Yes.
Coming right up, sir.
Something wrong, friend?
No, it's just... That's a very expensive drink.
Well, I am in a very generous mood.
I can buy my own drinks.
That's fine. Next round, we can go back to your icy booze. I drink to you, friend. What did you say your name was?
Daniel.
To Daniel. And to whatever business he's attending to in this delightful establishment.
You military?
No. But I am intelligence, paramilitary work. So you're not too far off.
Okay.
What gave it away?
I spent a lot of time with guys in the military. Kind of have this walk, I guess. You know, they carry their weight different. Yeah, you kind of have that, I guess.
Dost thou know me, fellow? No, sir. But you have that in your countenance, which I would fain call master.
What was that?
Never mind. That's the nicest way anyone's ever told me I've got a stick up my ass.
No, that's not what I meant.
Did you serve?
Me? No. Well, no. No. You know, my father, he was a recruiter for the Air Force, and he always made me feel like I was about that big for not wanting to be G.I. Joe when I grew up. So, junior year of high school, I say to myself, I say, I should go ROTC, join up with the Air Force. You know, just to show him that I could do it. And make him have to salute me, all that crap.
And did you?
No. Couldn't do it. Depth perception. My eyes, they're just bad enough to disqualify me from flight training.
There's other things you could do in the Air Force.
Yeah, I figured that one out. Eventually.
What's that mean?
I have this talent. I'm really good at making things that break other things. Or, you know, buildings, people, anything really. I don't discriminate. I just break things. I'm really good at breaking things. And, well, military has always got a use for a guy like me.
Though, not, it seems, at the moment. Unless you happen to be attending to Air Force business on this fine afternoon, in which case...
No! No, nope, I'm not on business at the moment.
Celebration, perhaps?
An anniversary. You know, after I graduated from MIT, I got a job over in Ohio. Weapons R&D for the Force. Good job. Nice guys. Lots of things to break. So, I was working on what they call orbital ballistics. And it was this one detonator that just refused to work. Should have seen this thing. It was just... We never quite got it to work, but it would have been... So, it went off early, you know? During a test. It wasn't anybody's fault. Everyone was just doing their jobs right, but just... Two guys died. Good guys. Nice guys. And when something like that happens... Somebody's head's gonna roll.
They made an example of you.
My team, my project, my head. Rolling on the floor. Super dead.
Well, that's the Air Force's loss. Lots of other programs out there. Plenty of destructive fish in the sea, right?
Sure there are, but, well, when you, something like that happens to you, it's not, you'll never work in this town again. It's, you'll never work on this planet again. So I don't work anymore. 2 years. 2 years ago today. That's why I'm celebrating. Hooray.
You ask me, you were just doing your job. Accidents happen when you push the envelope. Shame to let all that good work go to waste.
Most of the world doesn't see it that way.
Most of the world is profoundly stupid.
Yeah, well... You find some well-funded organization willing to hire a professional breaker-downer, you let me know.
Yeah. That would certainly be something. Daniel? Pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, same. Same here. Oh, wait. Hey, sir, you forgot your card. Goddard Futuristics.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kind Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Zach Valenti and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And tonight's episode also featured Zach Valenti. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen! Wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.